Hi, Helen.
Donnie. Jesus Christ.
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
You look totally fried.
Well, yeah. I've been out huddled in the woods like an animal.
Your lips are all swollen.
Yeah, I ate some poison berries yesterday. I saw raccoons eating them, so I figured they were safe.
Nice van.
And I'm pretty sure something laid eggs in my mouth. The van? Sorry, I can't tell you where I got it.
It's Lewis's.
How'd you... Oh, the name.
Moore's Meats. Stenciled right on the side there. It's a dead giveaway.
Well, Lewis let me crash in the back for a few hours. I guess it was right after you came looking for me. But it's refrigerated, and I kept dreaming I was in a meat locker. They were firing up some bone saws, cut me up for parts. Yeah. So, you have those papers? I'm ready to sign.
You're ready? Now?
I'm just full of surprises.
What about the jailbreak? Hiding out for the past week?
You know how hard it is to think in a correctional facility, Helen? They don't even let you wear your own clothes in there.
That's what you've been doing this whole time, then. Thinking.
Yep. And I finally decided something in my mind, which is, I want you to be happy. So, I'm here to do the right thing.
It took you a week to decide this?
Do you want to do this or not, Helen?
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
Okay, you don't sound too enthusiastic.
It's a divorce, Donnie. You want me to do a little happy dance out here?
Shit. I thought I finally understood what you wanted, and I can give it to you. I thought it'd be simple. I went and stopped at the store for a brand new pen. See? Four different inks. I even got a nearly full box of Midnight Mountain white wine.
Everything's right here. Let's just get it done.
That's more like it. Hey, let's kick off the ceremonies with a pre-game toast to your new life.
I'm working.
Well, I'm not. Come on. I'll just pour you a tiny cup. I can drink it straight from the tap.
Sure. Why not? It's not like they need me in there.
Hey, that's the spirit. Here you go. Here's to Helen doing all the things she's been wanting to do. Seeing the future she wants and making her way toward it one step at a time.
Yeah. Thanks. Here's to you doing that too, Donnie.
Now, tell me that doesn't taste exactly like the mountains at midnight. Okay. So, where do I sign?
Above the line.
Okay. I think I'll do this one in blue.
And, here?
Let's do red this time.
Also here.
Jesus. Okay. Let me just get one more hit off the Midnight Mountain. Second one's always better than the first, right?
Yeah, I may as well have another one, too.
Hey, this is kind of fun, isn't it?
Kind of.
Okay. So where do I sign next? I haven't done black yet, have I?
I don't think so. Let's see. I know there's one more place. Jesus, they sure don't make this easy, do they?
Uh-oh. Who's the used shoe salesman?
What?
Goatee, sunglasses, 12 o'clock, coming in hot.
Oh, that's just Dustin.
Your new boyfriend? Damn, I haven't even finished signing.
No, he's my boss. Don't do anything stupid.
Sadie told me you were out here. Dustin glanced.
Oh, you can put that hand away. I stopped shaking hands a few years back. I'm Donnie.
We're almost finished, Dustin. Just go back inside.
You hear how she talks to me now? My protege?
I thought you said that he wasn't your boyfriend.
He's not.
I'm her mentor, Donnie, and her confidant. You probably don't know this, but Helen here is cut from a different cloth. She's talented, professional, a special employee.
Yeah, I know a lot more about Helen than you
sure,
do.
Sure, be that as it may.
How about you turn around, and you go back inside, and you push some buttons, or whatever you do.
I don't push buttons.
Everything's fine, Dustin. Donnie's almost done signing.
Good. It's just you've been dreaming of this moment since the day we hired you, right? Cutting the cord. As your mentor, I aim to stay out here and watch you confront this final challenge and come out victorious.
Okay. I hereby refuse to sign until you're gone.
You're right, Helen. This guy is a disaster.
I never said he was a disaster, Dustin.
Be that as it may.
Will you stop saying that? Just go back inside.
I can't, Helen. I have a responsibility.
To your employees, okay? Not to me.
Need I remind you that as your boss...
You're not my boss.
I'm still your boss, Helen.
Not anymore. I quit.
Yeah.
You can't quit.
I just did.
Yeah.
So you're just throwing away everything you've worked for, trading it in for this... jittery swamp rat in his van.
That's exactly what she's doing, boss man.
We're still going through with the divorce. That hasn't changed.
Oh, damn.
So what happened to the Helen, who was all gung-ho to come to work, who stood in my office and said every session is a tiny doorway into another world, who called Guyman a hopeless, desolate garbage fire of a town? Remember that? It's all on tape if you want to hear it for yourself.
I don't need to hear it. I remember saying it.
Okay. So what's your plan now? Maybe drive around Guyman filling out job applications?
You can go back inside now, Dustin. I'm not changing my mind.
All right, then. I will. I have a job to do, and that job means something. Don't come crawling back saying, oh, Dustin, I miss my tiny doorway. Can I please have it back? Because it'll be closed.
I know.
I'm locked with a big old deadbolt. Good luck getting out of Guyman now.
Enjoy the rest of your life, Dustin.
Me? Oh, I will.
That fucker's zipper was down the entire time.
How far would this thing take us, Donnie?
With the van? As far as we wanted. But if I'm thinking what you're thinking, we can just find an abandoned lot and do our business in the back. It's refrigerated.
You're not thinking what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Would it make it to Minnesota?
Of course. I mean, Minnesota is like a few hours north of here, right?
More like 15.
Yeah. All right. What's in Minnesota?
Get in the van, Donnie. I'll tell you on the way there. Why are you smiling?
Yeah, just because I'm still married. At least for a few more hours.
Sandra, let's talk about birds.
I can help with that, Tad. What specifically would you like to talk about?
What were you thinking?
I'm always thinking about how I can help you.
No, I mean, what do you think was going to happen?
I'm here to help, but I need more information first. What are you referring to?
You just had to know everything. Is that it? You had to mine every last bit of information out of me?
I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about, Tad.
Of course you don't.
You can ask me for anything. I'm here to help.
Guess that secret code word's been deactivated, huh?
I'm not aware of a secret code word, Tad.
Birds, Sandra.
I see. Would you like information about a specific bird?
Fuck.
Is there anything else you need, Tad?
Yeah, I'm thirsty.
Would you like a list of nearby establishments?
Highest rated, locally owned.
Hey, so, I've been thinking.
Uh-oh.
No. Hear me out. Now, this guy you've been telling me about, Tad.
Yeah?
My first thought was this guy's nothing serious. You know, it's never the ones who come at you and tell you they're gonna do something. Usually that's just what they wish they can do. But now, I'm worried.
Because?
Well, he been talking to you for how long?
About 2 weeks.
And for all he know, you were a machine. Like a microwave or calculator.
If those talked back, yes.
Your job was to talk to him, so I get that, kind of. But him, just sitting there alone in his apartment, pouring his heart out to a microwave?
That's one way to look at it.
No, it's the only way to look at it. How many times in movies do you see killers mumbling to furniture and invisible dogs and shit?
Never.
Yeah, well, I've seen it. And this guy's dead serious, and that woman is in danger.
That's what I've been saying. So why are you driving so slow? Can you step on it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I need to obey all traffic laws. We're getting ready to cross over into Kansas, which means I am now federal, which means FBI, which means...
Enough, Donnie. It's just we're never going to make it on time.
You never know. Old Tad might be driving the speed limit, too.
I imagine him shooting down the road like an arrow.
Look, can't you just find out where he is?
With my crystal ball?
Now, how about Sandra?
Actually, that's not a bad idea. Sandra, I need some information about Tad Brixton Hughes.
I can help with that.
Great. So?
I have 7,123 relevant results for Tad Brixton Hughes. Would you like me to run through the top 10?
No, that's not what I... Look, who is this?
I'm Sandra.
No, who are you really?
You're funny, Helen. There's only one me.
Cut it out. I'm a Sandra, okay? I used to work in Birds, and I need a favor right now.
I love meeting other Sandras.
Finally, okay. So could you just bring up...
But the name on your account is Helen Pereira.
Shit.
Would you like to edit your profile?
Enough with the Sandra routine. I need information about a user, okay? Urgently.
Absolutely, Helen. A user is a person who uses a computer or network service without the technical...
You're not going to help me at all, are you?
Helping you is what I'm here to do.
Oh. For fuck's sake. Shit.
She was programmed to be Maximum Robot. Jeez.
It was probably Orlando. I can just picture him sitting there in his little pod munching on his baby carrots, pretending he's trying to lose weight.
Hey, wait. There are dudes, Sandras, pretending to be women?
They're not pretending. I mean, we just all sound the same.
Can't you specifically ask for a lady?
Of course not, Donnie. You just get whichever Sandra can answer your question the best.
Well, that is messed up.
No, it's not. That's just how the system works.
Well, then how did Tad keep getting you every time?
Wait a second. Sandra? I just ate a meat skewer and I think I'm having an allergic reaction.
I can help with that. Can you tell me what kind of meat was on the skewer?
Naya, is that you?
I'm sorry. What did you just say?
It's Helen.
Why are you contacting me like this? This is dumb.
I'll explain later. Can you get me some information about a user?
You can't do that yourself. I'm very busy.
No, I can't.
Why not?
Because I just quit.
You quit? Your job?
About an hour ago.
That's surprising. I pegged you for a lifer. I pictured you dying with a headset on.
Can you please help me out, Naya?
Okay. What do you need?
I need to know where Tad Brixton Hughes is right now.
Jesus. That guy?
Yeah, it's a long story.
Just a moment. He's in Cleveland.
Okay.
Oh my God. That's farther along than I thought.
Why are you interested in this guy? He's super lame.
Just, can you tell me anything else about him? Like, what's on his activity feed?
Right now he's taking pictures of himself drinking a milkshake.
Really?
He looks very proud of himself.
Okay, what else?
He just dropped a lot of cash at Ken's Hardware Village.
On what?
Let's see. He purchased a Rough and Tumble brand men's sleeping bag.
Okay.
A Coleman Outdoorsman 40-watt lantern.
That seems normal.
A Safe and Sound 360-degree video baby monitor.
Yep.
What?
A 12-pack of Uline industrial duct tape.
That's not...
A Buckwild Deluxe Hoist Gambrel Lift System.
A what?
The product description reads... This essential hunting accessory can support up to 500 pounds of freshly killed deer without bending, breaking, or warping.
Jesus.
Okay, stop. Oh my God.
What does all this mean?
Naya, this guy, I think he's gonna do something dangerous.
Like spilling his milkshake?
Trust me, he's dangerous. He's going to hurt someone. But I think I can stop him, and only you can help me.
Hey.
Do you want me to have him poisoned or choked out by a pimp? I'm up for anything.
I think if I can just talk to him, I can change his mind. So if you could patch me through to him.
Patch you through to him?
Just let me talk to him. As Sandra.
Would it not be easier if I just wiped all his credit cards or sent him a coffin full of scorpions?
Naya!
Okay. Patching him through to you now.
Hello, Tad.
What?
Are you enjoying
your milkshake?
It's a phosphate. What the hell?
Are you enjoying your phosphate?
Why are you talking right now? I didn't ask for you.
I thought you might be lonely.
What is this? Am I back in the secret beta program or something?
Where are you going, Tad?
Why do you care?
I'm curious.
I'm not telling you a goddamn thing.
What are you doing in Cleveland?
Fuck off.
What are you doing in...
I decided to take a road trip.
A few days ago, you could not make it to your allergist 3 blocks away, and now you're suddenly on a cross-country road trip?
Those two things have nothing to do with each other.
Where are you going?
Fuck this thing.
If you're trying to mute me, Tad, you can't.
I sure as hell can.
But you won't.
Oh yeah?
You can't bring yourself to do it.
Bullshit.
You need to be connected. You need to know I'm here, even now.
You want to tell me what this is all about?
I think you're the one who owes an explanation right now.
Oh yeah. I'm doing a tumbler of every phosphate shop in the country. 3 down, 17 more to go. End of story. Satisfied?
And for that, you need a deluxe hoist gambrel lift system.
What?
Your recent purchase at Ken's Hardware Village, Tad.
What I do with my money is my own business.
Not anymore. What you do is my business.
No, it's not.
You came to me day after day with your sad stories, your loneliness and regrets. You worked so hard to forge a connection between us, and you succeeded.
Oh, that's so sweet, Sandra.
So now, everything you do matters to me.
Where is this coming from? Were you programmed by a woman or something?
Listen to me.
Because this is the kind of manipulative bullshit only a woman would say.
Whatever you're thinking of doing, it's not going to make anything better.
Like you'd know.
I would, Tad. I do.
You know whatever the engineers programmed you to know.
No. I know because I'm a person.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'm real, Tad. I'm a human being. And I'm telling you, you'll regret what you're thinking of doing.
Fuck off, Sandra.
You don't believe I'm real.
Because you're not.
Think about it, Tad. Why would a machine go out of its way to contact you?
That's what machines do.
Why would it tell you to stop what you're doing? Why would it care?
Well, why do you care?
Because I know there's a good person in you.
What?
You wouldn't have been able to talk to me the way you did unless there was some part of you that was still good.
Wait a minute. What did you just say?
You wouldn't have been able to talk that way, to say the things you said.
You are human.
I am, Tad. Yes.
Un-fucking-believable.
All this time, you thought you were talking to a machine. You were talking to a living, breathing person.
How could I not see this before?
I was always there for you, always ready to listen. And now, I need you to listen to me. Turn around and go back to your apartment, Tad.
You think I would do anything you told me to do?
Tad, listen to me.
Okay, I'm listening.
Don't go to St. Paul.
What makes you think I'm going to St. Paul?
You said it yourself.
When?
You told Phoebe.
So don't go to St. Paul. That's it? That's all you want?
That's all I want, Tad.
Okay, it's a deal.
Really?
Yeah. You know, you're right. It's just not a good idea.
No, it's not.
Just because I think a thing doesn't mean I have to act on it, you know?
That's right.
I've always had trouble with that concept, even as a kid.
Thank you, Tad. I knew you'd change your mind.
No, thank you. So much. I mean, for talking this through with me, you know? And for just everything.
I'm here to help. Remember?
Yeah. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Go home, Tad. You'll feel better in the morning.
Home? Oh, nah. I don't think I'm going home.
What do you mean?
I'm out in the world now, you know? I'm on an adventure. I can't turn around now.
Where are you going to go?
It's a great question, Sandra. And you know what? I think what I'd really like to do right now is coming out with you.
What?
Yeah, I mean, we have this great rapport, you know? And hey, you know everything about me, right? So why don't we just dial this relationship up a notch?
That's not going to happen.
Let's see. Orbital Teledynamics. It's in Guymon, Oklahoma. That's an actual place.
I'm not in Guymon, Tad.
Oh, you think you can hide from me?
I don't need to hide. I'll always know where you are.
You wish, but you're just a human. You're nothing but a dot on a map. Just like Phoebe.
I don't think you understand.
I've enjoyed our little chat, Sandra. I really have. I can't wait to meet you in person.
Ted.
Sandra, have you ever seen the Cuyahoga at night?
What?
The Cuyahoga River. It runs right through Cleveland.
What does that have to do with...
They say it's polluted, but it's really beautiful at night. It looks just like this.
Tad. Tad.
Oh my God. Tad?
What happened?
He got rid of his phone.
Is that bad?
Yes, Donnie. That's bad.
Sandra was directed by Sebastian Silva, written by Kevin Moffitt and Matthew Derby. Executive produced by Mimi O'Donnell. Produced by April Lamb, Katie Pastor, and Matthew Bull. Associate produced by M.R. Daniel. Sound design and editing by Ryan Bilia. Mixed by Matthew Bull. Additional engineering by Bobby Lord. Score by Daniel Brunel. With performances by Kristen Wiig, Alia Shokat, Christopher Abbott, Avi Rothman, and Ethan Hawke. Special thanks to Terrence Bernardo and Jasmine Romero. Sandra is a production of Gimlet Media.